It's been a couple of days since the hard rains let up, but there's still standing water in the fields across Homestead. From the side of the road, you can see yellow squash plants wilting and submerged in mud. Soft fungus and the pockmarks of rot scar the vegetables. Tommy Vick of V&B Farm says he and other farmers are watching for more damage to come in the next few days.
If the plant is going to die, it'll start to weep. Like the leaves will start to go down and almost look like it's melting in the field.
Vick and other growers estimate up to 80% of the crops in this area have drowned in the soaked fields. In September, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam declared a state of agricultural emergency when the destructive oriental fruit fly was discovered in Miami-Dade County. And that, according to Lynn Chaffin of Pine Island Tomato Farms, caused even more problems with this rain.
A number of us switched our land from areas that were close to the quarantine area to outside the quarantine area, and many times into a lot lower ground, which in fact was a double whammy because we got floodings.
The farmers worry that this crop loss could disrupt the whole winter growing season. I'm Sammy Mack in Homestead.